Public Radio 89.5 KWGS. You're listening to Morning Edition. We've had a lot of talk about sequestration and what is it going to actually mean, especially for us here in Oklahoma. Well, we've prepared a couple of reports that look into what will happen in the state if the worst comes to pass on Friday. Catherine Roberts begins our coverage by talking about education.
Oklahoma will lose about $4.9 million in funding for primary and secondary education, putting around 70 teacher and aide jobs at risk. In addition, about 13,000 fewer students would be served and approximately 40 fewer schools would receive funding. Oklahoma will lose about $7.3 million in funds for about 90 teachers, aides, and staff who help children with disabilities. About 460 fewer low-income students in Oklahoma would receive aid to help them finance the costs of college, and around 180 fewer students will get work-study jobs that help them pay for college. And Head Start and Early Head Start services would be eliminated for approximately 800 children in Oklahoma, reducing access to early education. As for the environment, Oklahoma would lose about $1,655,000 in environmental funding to ensure clean water and air quality, as well as prevent pollution from pesticides and hazardous waste. And Oklahoma could lose about $998,000 in grants for fish and wildlife protection. On defense, in Oklahoma, about 24,000 civilian Department of Defense employees would be furloughed, reducing gross pay by around $123.9 million in total. Army base operation funding would be cut by about $48 million, and funding for Air Force operations in Oklahoma would be cut by about $20 million. And in law enforcement, Oklahoma will lose about $193,000 in justice assistance grants that support law enforcement, prosecution in courts, crime prevention and education, corrections and community corrections, drug treatment and enforcement, and crime victim and witness initiatives.
Thank you, Catherine. Employment services, health, and law enforcement would also be targeted. Marshall Stewart has that part of the story.
In employment, job search assistance to help those in Oklahoma find employment and training will lose about $339,000 in funding for job search assistance, referral, and placement, meaning around 12,080 fewer people will get the help and skills they need to find employment. Up to 500 disadvantaged and vulnerable children could lose access to child care, which is also essential for working parents to hold down a job. In health, about 1,490 fewer children will receive vaccines for diseases such as measles, mumps, rubella, tetanus, whooping cough, influenza, and hepatitis B due to reduced funding for vaccinations, and Oklahoma will lose approximately $358,000 in funds to help upgrade its ability to respond to public health threats, including infectious diseases, natural disasters, and biological, chemical, nuclear, and radiological events. Oklahoma will lose about $880,000 in grants to help prevent and treat substance abuse, resulting in around 800 fewer admissions to substance abuse programs. The Oklahoma State Department of Health will lose around $98,000, resulting in 2,400 fewer HIV tests. Oklahoma could lose approximately $298,000 in funds that provide meals for seniors. And in law enforcement, Oklahoma could lose up to $74,000 in funds that provide help to victims of domestic violence, resulting in up to 300 fewer victims being served.
Thank you, Marshall. Will these cuts take place, or will they kick the can down the proverbial road, or will they come to terms? We'll know by the end of this week. And now you know the impact on the state of Oklahoma. It is 7:39 now. Traffic and weather comes up in 10 minutes. You are listening to Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.